Broncos go undefeated at home and against the AFC West in 2014. Hope to do the same in January to earn a right to play in the Super Bowl in February. Back here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High in the control room with Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Didn't have to wait all the way through the weekend for the Broncos to figure out who they're going to play. That first AFC wildcard game, Pittsburgh-Baltimore, Pittsburgh got it done. It's amazing. They earned that home game by beating Cincinnati in Week 17. And here we go, Phil. The three possible teams the Broncos could have faced in the divisional round, Broncos get the one. They haven't played this season.
Yeah, I mean, definitely heading into the playoffs, the Steelers were one of the hottest teams in the NFL, one of the scariest teams heading into the postseason, and the Broncos now have to face them. And when you first take a look at the Steelers, the first thing that pops to your mind is obviously Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. What an explosive duo, as Antonio Brown led the league in receiving yards, just edging out Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, and of course, talk about all these first-year Broncos who have been here in Denver this year who have made an impact on this team. Emmanuel Sanders is one of them. He gets a chance to play his former team in this divisional round, going against a defense that you know got battered and bruised all season long. This AFC North was really muddled throughout most of the year, shook itself out in December. This defense, Phil, the Broncos, who have really developed a strong run game here recently. Pass-wise, however, we may see Peyton Manning throwing it a little bit more than he has been the last few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you think of the Steelers, you think of the steel curtain, you think very physical football in the AFC North. When you look at this year's Steelers team, they ranked 27th in pass defense. And the one thing for the Broncos was they had the bye week. They got some of those pains and bruises out of there, especially with their wide receivers. You mentioned Emmanuel Sanders, DT. They kind of took it easy in practice this week, and they could be needed going against that 27th ranked pass defense of Pittsburgh.
Yep, Pittsburgh will come in after getting that win against Baltimore and come back to, remember, just 3-4 years ago when Demaryius Thomas scored in overtime to send the Broncos into the divisional round.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not that close, and hopefully overtime is not needed this time around. But that's it. Broncos will host the Pittsburgh Steelers in the divisional round of the 2014 playoffs, and of course we'll have you covered on DenverBroncos.com, including right now a piece from Andrew Mason breaking down some of the matchups fans can look for in this game.